Military marching bands would learn how to become more like traveling minstrels. Singing and dancing, and the elimination of the desire for lust, would be as important a part of training as martial arts. "A warrior monk is one who has no dependence on lust," wrote Jim. "A warrior monk is one who has no dependence on status. This regimen is not meant to produce puritanical fanatics, but is clearly designed to exclude the soldier of fortune." This portion of the manual was presumably disregarded by Michael Acanis, who became America's most famous soldier of fortune in the years between allegedly staring a goat to death at Fort Bragg and dying in mysterious circumstances in Nicaragua. First Earth Battalion trainees would learn to fast for a week, drinking only juice, and then eat only nuts and grains for a month. They would fall in love with everyone, sense plant auras, organize a tree plant with kids, attain the power to pass through objects such as walls, bend metal with their minds, walk on fire, calculate faster than a computer, stop their own hearts with no ill effects, see into the future, have out-of-body experiences, live off nature for 20 days, be 90% plus a vegetarian, have the ability to massage and cleanse the colon, stop using mindless clichés, stay out alone at night, and be able to hear and see other people's thoughts. Now all Jim had to do was sell these ideas to the military. I think Jim Channon is a wealthy man. He certainly owns pretty much an entire Hawaiian hillside, with an amphitheater, a village worth of outbuildings, yurts, and gazebos. Nowadays he does for corporations what he did for the army. He makes their employees believe they can walk through walls and change the world, and he does it by making those things sound ordinary. "Do you honestly believe," I asked Jim at one point during our day together, "that somebody can reach such a high level of warrior monkdom that they can actually become invisible and walk through walls?" Jim shrugged. "Women have been known to lift up an automobile single-handed when their child is under it," he said. "Why not expect the same from a warrior monk?" Jim told me, just as he told his commanding officers back in 1979, that warrior monk might sound like a crazy new military prototype, but was it any more crazy than the old prototypes, like cowboy or football player?